what you need to keep note is that the president is the head of state and government. He goes to Japan and they meet the leader in Japanese country. It's quite significant because that's how you unlock investments in Zimbabwe. I'm sure you appreciate that Japan is a powerhouse in the Asian continent. So, of late, we have seen a number of companies from Japan investing in Zimbabwe, for example, in the paint industry. And I believe those meetings, naturally, if head of state meet companies also dance in the same way, in the same tune. So it's quite important because that's how you bring in thoughtful investment. It's direct targeting for investors. Unlike a situation where you are marketing yourself without that closer collaboration of senior officials of the country.
But some economists are concerned that the pronouncement by the indigenization minister, Patrick Joao, that some companies might lose their licenses for failure to comply with the indigenization law might actually scare away investors.
Yes, you're quite right. I am also concerned. You see, there are a number of issues which need to be addressed properly. One, we are using multiple currency regimes. So under that environment, you can only get money when you get foreign direct investment into this country. You can get money as cash again when you export, or you get money from remittances, and fourth, you get money from aid. But the chances of us to get money from aid are very limited because of debt overhang. So if you the move by government to close the company by 1st of April is quite unfortunate if it happens. My point has been very clear. There's no investor who wants to invest in a country where companies are being closed. Some of the companies are already in a confused situation. They don't know whether to continue the business or to close the company. So I don't think government want to be caught in a situation whereby they are finishing an already ailing person, helping that person to commit suicide.